Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What is going on?
What is this, and why did this song come with a warning from you?
Well, because the song's called OK Boomer, and we're going to do a story about, you know, how kids today, you know, couldn't survive back in ye olde days. Yeah. And that's just boomer-esque
talk. See, here's the thing. It is boomer talk, but it's much like the participation trophy nonsense, right? Where it's, who was giving them the participation trophies?
Yeah.
You want to complain about how they're pampered and babied. Who's doing the pampering and babying? It's the adults. So while this might seem like a critique on Gen Z or even Gen Alpha, it's not. It's more of a critique on the parenting styles of today.
Yeah, which so
are
I just
us.
Informed you.
Yes.
I said, you know, just if you, I'm playing this song. If you have a problem, you know, internally, it's not my fault. That's on you.
Okay. Right.
So BuzzFeed has a list that they say Gen X and millennials are sharing the things that they survived that would absolutely emotionally destroy today's kids. And you can text in with your own. What is something you did as a child that kids today would not be able to handle? 913-586-7798. Just text them in. From this one, dodgeball.
That shows up several times on this list.
I just played Gaga Ball with a bunch of Generation Alphas, and oh my God, these kids are not going to be okay. I need someone to explain to me what Gaga Ball is. I have no idea. I have children. I don't think that they know what Gaga Ball is. They say, if you're wondering, Gaga Ball is a safe variation on dodgeball that kids play now. It's basically a helicopter mom's version of dodgeball with the edges cut off. Would you not hit each other with the ball?
I've never heard of this.
What do you use it? Like a wet rag? What is Gaga Ball?
There is a lot on this list about having to write things out by hand, having to write things out in cursive, in pen, every time. Mm-hmm. When you have to do a research paper, having to write by hand your rough draft, and then write by hand your second draft. Because we didn't always have computers, kids.
No, we didn't.
And then the final draft, having to do research papers in which you had to properly cite sources in the required format, but your only options were books or newspapers or those things called encyclopedias or microfiche from the library. Oh. And some of you have no clue what we are talking about.
You know what? I still love the idea of microfiche, though.
It's neat. You had to use the Dewey Decimal System to find things.
You know what kids don't have? Remember you would get like a holder for your pencil, like one of those little triangle things to help you hold it correctly so that you weren't developing like a strain in your writing hand.
It's funny you say that because the next thing on the list is the bump on the side of your middle finger from handwriting everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all still have that from back then. Yes, Quentin, you'd like to defend yourself.
Well, I'll just get arthritis earlier than both of you from typing my entire life. So, you know.
We had to take typing tests.
I think typing is harder on your hands than writing.
I did find Gaga Ball, if we could go back for that for just a second, because it is atrocious.
What is it?
Okay. So you're in like a little arena, and there's it looks like a dodgeball. It's on the ground, and you're hitting it with your hand, and like rolling it and trying to hit other kids while you're hitting it on the ground.
Okay.
So instead of throwing it at them,
you're like using your hand to slap it to hit people. But the video I'm watching, the ball stays on the ground. So I assume that one of the rules in this is that the ball can't leave the ground.
Okay. No.
Interesting. Not being able to see the photographs before they were developed.
Yeah.
And using disposable cameras and roll of film in the little black. They weren't too. Yeah, they were kind of tubes, but they had a little gray cover.
And
on
not being able to take 50 photos and then pick the best one, or take a video and then take a still shot from the video and saying that's our picture.
It was exciting when you dropped that roll of film off. You didn't know what they were going to look like. Sometimes it took a week, and sometimes you got it back in 1 hour.
And when you got a good picture, that stayed. Oh my God, no, hold on. That is. I'm keeping this forever. Yeah. I'm not giving up on this. I mean, the closest you had to that was Polaroid.
Yes,
you get a Polaroid camera.
Yes.
And then wait for it to eventually whatever. But I was in photography. I had to take college classes to keep my parents' health insurance. And I was like, I'll do photography. And that was when I was like 19. And it was like one of the last years before digital photography. Mm-hmm. And they had the dark room, and you went back there. There was something really like nice about it. Mm-hmm. It was calming. I liked waiting for the pictures to develop.
Forgetting your key and having to wait until 6 p.m. when your mom finally gets home. No snacks, no water, no phone to call your parents to let you in or pass the time. Yeah, we were called latchkey kids.
But you should have had the key around your neck.
Yes, but sometimes you forgot it or you lost it. Yeah, or you couldn't find it in your backpack. And you couldn't go to your neighbors, I guess.
I remember one time my mom thought we were going to be at, she was right. We were playing at my friend's house, and then his mom had to leave. And then my mom had gone to work, or not work, to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And it was like December, and it was like negative 23 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a coat. Mm-hmm. And I just had to stay outside. Mm-hmm. Like, I had nowhere else. I had nowhere to go. And I just sat on the porch for like an hour and a half waiting for my mom to come home.
Yeah.
Freezing with like icicles coming down my nose.
It's funny. Another one that's on this list is that's never occurred to me before. But anymore, 99% of the time that you call someone, the person that you want to reach is the person who's going to answer the phone. Mm. Unless you're calling the doctor's office, right? But most of the time, you're not asking for someone else. And they say on here, having to call your friend's house and talk to their parents first and ask for them.
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore. They know anymore. I know who's calling me.
Yep.
And they know I'm the only one that's going to answer the phone.
Yeah.
There is no mystery in that.
Can I say one thing? Because we're getting texts on this from some younger people who I guess are mad.
Call and be mad.
I would trade. Hold on. Let me rephrase that. I would not trade the 90s for what you guys went through. I would not trade it. I had to stay outside for an hour and it was cold. You guys had to go through COVID.
Yeah.
Like, you guys had to go through
social media,
housing crisis,
internet,
and social media
everywhere, and always online.
And not being able to the bullying doesn't stop after you leave school. I would totally prefer to be a 90s kid than a Gen Z kid.
Yes.
I think actually it is harder nowadays to be a 90s or a Gen Z kid than it was to be a 90s kid. But riding in the back of a station wagon with no seatbelts, just rolling around mm-hmm. like luggage. I think these are less like they wouldn't be able to handle it and more they would be aghast at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we used to do road trips to once a year. We go to Cass Lake, Minnesota, Bemidji, Minnesota for a vacation. And I was the only child. So I had the whole backseat to myself. That was the best. Mm. Cooler down by my feet on one side, bag of toys and books and stuff on the other. And the whole backseat was my bed for 14 hours.
I love the way back. We had a way back in my car until I was like 11 years old. And that was my home.
Yeah.
It was the most dangerous part of the car ever, because mm-hmm. if we got rear-ended, I would be crushed.
Oh, yeah.
But even if I knew that, I'd be like, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Drinking straight from the garden hose. Nobody worried about BPA-free back then.
Do we not do that
could
now?
Still drink from the garden hose. They would just have to be outside. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Unsupervised.
That's not... having to rewind a cassette tape with a pencil after it was unraveled inside the cassette player.
Yeah.
Hoping it doesn't twist at one point while you're rewinding it.
Oh, God, because then you have to untwist. Yeah.
YouTube that, kids, if you don't know what we're talking about.
No idea.
But it would very easily get twisted.
You guys are listing things, and I'm like, I've literally done most of the stuff that you guys are talking about.
Yeah, you're like an old Gen Z person.
You work in this business, though.
I'm telling you, like, the early 2000s were also the 90s, okay? Like,
yeah, fair. Getting sunburned so bad you peeled like a lizard. Sunscreen was a suggestion, not a rule. That's from the text line.
Okay.
Congratulations on your melanoma.
Well, you say that Gen Z kids wouldn't survive that. I don't think you're supposed to survive that either. That's a radiation burn. That's not good for you.
Shouldn't we be happy some of these things are gone? Yeah, like, shouldn't we be happy that seatbelts are
honest to God, Quentin, that's my perspective on this. Is like some of this might come off like pampering, but it's also good that, for instance, we don't have metal playgrounds anymore. That slide was brutal.
Okay, so the blackouts they talked about, chicken pox. Mm-hmm. We still have chicken. Well, I mean, we have the vaccine, but not knowing if the Blair Witch Project was real or not.
Oh, come on. Nobody. Did people really think that was real?
I guess.
People are idiots.
I guess so.
Hey, you know what? These teenagers were murdered on film. Why don't we show it in half the theaters in the country? I'm sure their parents aren't going to sue.
They said nothing being on TV overnight. That the TV just went to the bars, like the color bars overnight.
When did that happen?
And there was nothing on overnight.
I remember there always being something, and it was usually infomercials.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, that had to be like a 60s or 70s thing. Renting random VHS tapes from Blockbuster and praying it wasn't taped over with someone's wedding. Really? Surviving dial up internet.
Yeah, we talk about that.
Dialogue wasn't that bad.
It was just, we didn't know what we were missing.
Yeah.
We didn't know it could be faster and better.
Let's go to Matthew in Kansas City. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, guys. What's cracking?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good, good.
So what from your child do you think modern kids wouldn't be able to survive?
Waiting until 9 o'clock to make a phone call because it was free after 9, and then you had the party line so you could click over on the tone.
Yes.
Be able to talk to multiple friends at one time.
I never had a party. Yeah, that's right. You could have two. Mm-hmm. You could have a party light. Have two, or you'd call waiting. Remember when call waiting was like a new thing? Thanks for your call, Matthew. Remember when call waiting was like a new thing?
It
was
you could go over and say, "I'm on the other line. Can I call you back?"
Yes.
And you did. Like, now we wouldn't call you back, but you actually did call that person back.
No.
Because you were excited that they wanted to talk to you.
You any younger person listening to this right now is probably like, "Wait, you paid for the opportunity to talk to people more?
Yeah.
Why would you want to talk to more people?
Because we couldn't text them. That was our only way to communicate.
From the text line, the Gen Zs are mad. We grew up watching the world melt on the news. You and this whole attitude. I get it. I get where you're coming from.
These are my peeps. Keep texting in, Gen Z.
Tom, somebody said don't forget about the aluminum foil on the TV antennas.
Oh my God.
Yeah, having to manually change the channel on the TV, and if the knob broke, looking frantically for pliers that you could use to turn the little knob.
Yes. Or a paper clip.
Having to switch to channel 3 to play video games.
Yeah. And sometimes it was channel 4.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was channel 2. You had to figure out what it was.
Well, you got the, or you had the three, because we didn't have HDMI cords yet. So you had the three little cords, the white, the yellow, and the red. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why they chose white and yellow and made me plug it into the back of the TV, because when there's all that shadow, I don't know which one's white and which one's yellow.
How about just having no idea what was going to be on TV?
Yeah, we had unless you had the TV guide. Sometimes we had the TV guide.
Yeah, TV guide, or there was the TV guide channel, and you would wait for it to scroll through, remember? And then if you missed your channel, you'd be like, no, stop talking to me. I'm trying to get this. I want to see if Beetlejuice is on tonight.
There were only like 6 channels, so you couldn't have waited that long.
Well, there was, but eventually we had cable
buddy.
And there was the cheap TV guide that came in the newspaper that we used to get. Remember the newspaper that would come on Sundays?
Mm-hmm.
Some people got it every day. And that, but you, or you could buy the fancy TV guide that had articles in it and stuff.
Bike ramps made from plywood balance on cinder blocks.
Okay.
Yeah, we had those. Okay. I think, again, these are things kids could still be doing.
Yeah.
But their parents would never let them. Eating raw cookie dough? Come on.
That's not a thing.
You don't eat raw cookie dough now?
My friend failed seventh grade facts because he ate raw cookie dough.
What do you mean?
Well, our teacher was like, we're going to make cookies. If you eat the raw cookie dough, I will fail you.
And he couldn't avoid it?
And he couldn't avoid eating the raw cookie dough.
You know what? Worth it.
And here's a life hack. You can eat raw cookie dough. Wild. Just don't put an egg in it, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the egg that
egg
gives you the salmonella.
The egg is a binder used for the baking.
Yeah. Even a little bit.
All right, let's...
if you have more.
913-586-7798. What did you survive as a child that you were convinced kids today wouldn't be able to handle, would just be total aghast at? Totally aghast. 913-586-7798. I got one about the Chiefs not being that good.
I mean, I grew up in Illinois with the Bears.
You think going to... Well, no, I grew up in Southern Illinois. Thank you very much. We were not Bears fans.
We had the
Cardinals, and then after the Cardinals, I rooted for the
football.
Chiefs. Yeah,
okay.
I would never have ever...
Well, we had the Cubs and the Sox. We had two bad teams to root for.
Hey, the Cubs eventually won a World Series after you moved.
That one time. Yeah.
913-586-7798. What did you survive as a kid if you're older that you're sure kids today could have never survived? 913-586-7798. Take your calls and texts coming up at midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's awesome. These
are my favorite segments where we just antagonize our 26-year-old producer.
Everyone's mad at us right now. Doesn't matter how old you are. Oh. Listen, we didn't do the list. BuzzFeed did the list of mm-hmm. these 66 things that they say that the youngest, the Generation Alpha and Z, what you guys couldn't handle what we went through.
And I think it's unfair. I mean, I think that it's unfair for a couple of reasons. One, it's not their choice to not Correct. Go outside and play. Right. It's the parents doing it to them. Mm-hmm. On top of that, I also wonder how we would have handled, you know, school shooter drills, how we would have handled COVID and all yes. the other stuff that they've had to go through. It's not really fair to be like, they're a bunch of weaklings when it's not even their choice.
Yes.
Having
but
said
it's
that,
so funny.
Having said that,
you guys now have the kids now have the little scooters that we had in school that were yes. just pieces of plywood with four wheels mm-hmm. on them. You would your fingers would get run over because you
oh
were trying
God.
To push yourself. Now those are plastic and they have built-in handles on them,
so you don't run over your fingers.
So you don't run over your fingers.
Because you know what happened, Jamie?
You don't have that joy.
We grew up with Band-Aids all over our fingers for yes. various reasons throughout the summer, and we let you know what I would prefer my children not have their fingers crushed.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna make this better.
To
yeah. 913-586-7798. Let's go to the phones and see what you guys have to say. Again, is this stuff from your childhood that you're sure kids today would not be able to survive? Linda in Lenexa.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, are you there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I was one of six kids. And so my parents, we didn't have snow boots growing up. And we just had cloth, you know, mittens or gloves. So my parents would give us Wonder Bread socks.
Yes!
And then we'd put a rubber band.
Wait, they gave you what?
Wonder Bread.
Oh, the bags? The plastic bags?
Yeah, you would take it over your shoes.
Your tennis shoe. Yep. And then you would just, you know, you'd have your jeans and then you'd throw those over your tennis shoe and rubber band the end. And then you'd do the same if you wanted to, like, have snowball fights with your hands for your gloves so that your mittens wouldn't get wet.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny, is Wonder Bread, it could have been Ziploc. Right. It could have been baggies.
Well,
we used baggies.
Wonder Bread bags were big enough to put over your shoes.
The Wonder Bread bags were, and it could go up your legs, and then your mom would tie it off with the bread tie. Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good one, Linda. You kids have no idea. That's right. You're like, that's a new one for you, right, Quentin?
Do I need to find another old person song?
That's fine. But do you know? That was one you did not know.
No, I did not know that.
Yes, okay. That was a thing.
How much bread are you eating?
We would just empty out the bags if it starts snowing. We just empty out the bread bags. And
also, there was just one kind of bread.
We all
just ate white bread.
I remember this is less about old people stuff and more about poor people stuff. But when I was a kid, we couldn't afford balloons one time, so we went around the neighborhood taking. I shouldn't admit to this. People are going to be mad. But we took people's newspapers out of the wrappers.
Oh, yeah, because they used to come in plastic bags. So they wouldn't
plastic
get wet.
Bags, and we would fill up those with water and just start wailing on each other with them.
Because they were blue. Usually those were blue bags that they came in.
And they didn't pop very easily. So, yeah, they made good water balloons. Okay. Let's see. 913-586-7798 from the text line. Blowing and smacking Nintendo games to make them work or not glitch. That was a thing with the cartridges for Nintendo. You had to.
Same with Game Boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is weird, though, because I also. A cousin of mine got really angry at Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, pulled it out of the Nintendo and spat into it, and it ruined it.
Wow. Okay.
But you could blow into it, and it was fine.
You want to talk about a game that would have to be significantly changed for today?
Finn was obsessed with that game, and it was just like, I don't know, buddy. Like, this is pretty racist.
Yeah, if you look at the characters in that game recently.
There's Piston Honda. every single guy you fight in that game is some xenophobic stereotype of whatever country they're from. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Lucy in Lee Summit. Hey, Lucy.
Hey, everyone is taking selfies and billions of pictures these days.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 90s, when my uncle would come in town from New York, he would take pictures during the week. And then before he left, we thought he was rich because he would go to the 1 hour photo and develop all the pictures. And it was so exciting. It was like Christmas. Well, I remember going and driving up to pick up the pictures in the drive through. And it was just like the best day ever that we got to see pictures.
Thought he was rich. He's putting on airs again.
Yeah,
going to the 1 hour photo, the little hut in the parking lot at Walmart. Yeah, that's a good one. Thanks, Lucy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big deal when you got to. And remember negatives? Mm-hmm. I still have boxes. I have shoe boxes of negatives still.
Really?
From like my mom, from my parents that I just got with pictures. That at some point I need to go back through and look. I wouldn't even know how to get that developed now. What company do I send that off to?
Oh, God. That's...
I'm
sure there's something.
I'm sure you could, like, Google it and find a way. My friend's fiance is into, like, old photos. Like, that's her hobby, is, like, taking old photos. And she has a bunch of stuff that she needs developed, so...
I had a fun saver, and I have no idea what it was from.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in my room for, like, 15 years. Or my bedroom. Forever, and then I had it, and I eventually got it developed. It was like the most boring. It was like a fall day, and like not even pictures of me and Katie or anything like that. It was just some random dog I saw one time. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Jim in Topeka. Hey, Jim.
Hello there.
Hi.
Well, my childhood didn't really have much play into it, so I'm going to go into what you would never allow kids to do, and you'd call the government if you saw them doing it.
Mm-hmm.
How about going out and catching your horse and going out and checking the herd and fixing fence? If you're away from the house, and you're thirsty, you go drink directly out of the creek or the pond.
Not even the hose.
Not even a hose.
The pond.
The pond, directly out of the pond. And during that time, we were still worried about the polio getting you and,
yeah.
The nuclear war and all the rest of it.
Well, we still worry about that, but
So each layer's childhood has got visions of different things that was really stressful for them.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim,
you wouldn't survive that.
You detassel corn as a kid? Like, as a part-time job?
I detassel corn, but I went out and chopped sunflowers out of corn with a hoe.
Okay.
There you go.
Because that was something my mom did. My mom and all of her brothers and sisters, they detasseled corn in the summer for extra money. Yeah.
Jim, thanks for your call, buddy.
Never worse. Take care, my friend.
You too.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, just got giarditis. That's fine. Got Legionnaire's disease because I was thirsty one day out playing baseball.
Yeah, we didn't think we had to filter water then.
Let's get one last call. Let's go to Ashley in Bonner Springs. Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
Hi.
So I have a couple. I'm going to say them real quick. Freeze tag, TV tag, red light, green light, mud pies, and eating them, and the taste of clay. They probably have never experienced what clay actually tastes like or anything like that because they don't go out and they're not nature.
You ate mud?
Children. I did.
Oh, yeah, kids ate mud.
Yeah, I sure did. It's delicious. Tastes like butter.
And glue.
It tasted like butter. Where was the mud? Like. Is this locally sourced mud? Is this farm to table mud? Hold on. Where was the mud at that you would get it for, like, just your backyard?
You would go digging. You'd be on an adventure. You know, you're having your adventure in your head, like you're escaping from whatever monsters or whatever, and you're out there digging holes and playing in the mud, and you'd get the green, the red, and the yellow patches. Those are clay. You know, and I'm nosy. I got to see what's the difference.
Well, good job surviving, Ashley.
Thank you.
I think even better. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I will be 40 in March.
What? She's younger than
us. Younger than us, and you were eating mud?
I was.
I thought that was just an urban legend that kids did that.
No.
You heard of kids doing that.
And what's funny is that, so turns out I'm anemic, and that's kind of indicative of anemic children.
Is what, pica?
Anemia. So we're iron deficient. So your body will kind of tell you what you want to eat.
So okay, because you're getting iron from the mud.
Yeah.
Where would you go to eat clay?
Where's the clay?
It's in the ground.
Yeah, that much I figured. But where?
like on the side of the house. Like, it's just there. Like, so when I was a kid, my parents dug up some of our backyard to build us our pool in the backyard. So
did you grow up here?
There. Yeah, I grew up in Bonner Springs.
So Bonner Springs has where I grew up, it was limestone. Our below us was limestone. So
Wow. Okay. Wow. Ashley, thanks for your call. And
I think we should end this there.
Congratulations on surviving. Ate mud, everybody.
The county, like, north of here is Clay County. There's clay, like, and when I was growing up, there's clay in my backyard.
Okay. I grew up in limestone because there was limestone below us. But I didn't know that kids actually ate the clay.
So is clay mud better, you think? You think it tastes? She said it tasted like butter. I never ate dirt, but I have to imagine it would not taste like butter.
I mean, I would assume that there's less microbes living in the clay.
Are there calories? Is there any nutritional? I mean, she said you get iron from it. Is there, like, any nutritional benefit to eating mud? Oh, man.
But there's not.
If we go further down this conversation, we're about to start a TikTok series. And
yeah.
Well, no, we're going to be Googling the calories in iron. And are there calories in mud? There might be because of things growing in it, right? From the plants and stuff that would be growing there before.
Yeah.
So there might be a little bit.
All right. Moving on. Coming up next, we're going to talk about how Kansas has some concerning trends involving DUI. Why is it worse here? What's going on? What are you people up to? Huh? Talk about that next Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sticking with the theme here for a second of looking back a little bit, UB40, which still tours, will be here tomorrow night in Kansas City. Now I can't remember if I said it was at the Uptown Theater or the Mint or...
I believe you said Uptown.
Did I say Uptown? Okay. That makes sense. I'm on their website. Yeah, they still tour. And yeah, it's the Uptown tomorrow night. Tickets start at, it looks like $50. This is a long tour. They're going all over the place. I didn't know that UB40 was still together. There looks to be about 10 members of that band right now on their website.
UB40, they be about 60.
Who, what? I don't know what that was. Was that one of their songs? I don't remember.
They be... Oh, my God.
Never I don't mind. Remember. Just my memory's bad. I'm getting old.
UB40, they be about 60.
Got it. They might be older than 60. They look older than that. Their website is bad, and it's hard to discern information out of this. But that would be a fun show, wouldn't it?
No. Not for me.
What were the UB40 hits?
Red Red Wine?
We got that one. Yeah.
That. And, oh, I believe Red Red Wine.
Before the way you do the things you do.
Nope. Don't know it.
Bring me your cup.
Nope.
Please don't make me cry. Cheerio nope. Baby. Find Cheerio Baby. That was a good song at some point from 1983.
Cheerio Baby?
You'll remember it.
Not
yeah.
Cheerio?
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
It's spelled
like cherry from Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse.
Cheerio.
Or Pee Wee's Playhouse.
You remember this?
No.
Cheerio Baby? I remember this.
There are some songs that I remember from the back of my mom's car and Q104 in St. Louis. I don't remember this one.
Yeah. So they have all kinds of hits.
No, they don't. You've
yes,
listened
to
three songs and nobody's heard of any
but
of them except for the
touring.
First one.
Those are from 1983 and they're still out on tour. So somebody's going to see them.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything. It seems like the only songs I remember from looking at the scale were just from 1983. I don't remember anything else that came later, but they did stuff for a long time.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know how much Spotify appreciates these people because their lyrics aren't synced up. So
wow. That's
oh,
not
wow. That's a bad.
It's not a great sign for UB40.
What else? Yeah. I honestly did think they had another hit, but apparently.
They've had other hits.
That Red Red Wine is
Red
the only
Wine's
one.
Red Wine was the biggest one. Cheerio Baby was a big one. What else is from 1983?
There's a song called Kingston Town.
Nope.
Yeah, that was a hit.
This is the second most listened to song on their Spotify here.
It all kind of sounds the same though after a while.
Yep.
Okay, fine. The Way You Do the Things You Do. That was 1989. When Weir would have been a little more of age.
That...
I can sing that
isn't
one
that
in my head.
A cover? Well, I believe they do. That's all they did was covers. Because Red Red Wine is a cover of, I think, a Neil Diamond song. Or he wrote it.
Did UB40 cover... I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. They
oh,
covered
I know that.
From Elvis.
Okay, that's a big song.
Yeah, yeah, they did that.
Yeah, Red Red Wine was a Neil Diamond song. Okay. Can't Help Falling in Love was obviously Elvis. Like you said.
The Way You Do the Thing... Spotify has it live.
The Way You Do the Thing...
Yeah.
Nope. Oh, yeah, this is another cover.
So they're good at covers. That's okay.
Who is that originally by?
I couldn't find it.
The Temptations.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be curious to hear the Temptations version. Okay.
Wait.
So you can go see them at the tomorrow night at the Uptown Theater.
Uptown Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tickets are available.
Yeah, I'll miss that one.
Darn. I assume tickets will continue to be available.
Hold on.
You are doing a lot of charity today. You're trying to get your dog adopted and you're trying to get people to go to UB40.
Oh, I don't really care if you go. I don't have money in that. I'm just curious. I'm curious how many tickets are available. And the dog is not charity. It's, hey, no, this is a really amazing dog.
Charity might not be the best way to put it. You're being very altruistic today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you should still, but the dog should, she's so cute right now. Yeah. She's just laying on the bed. Ellen Schenck, I think we need to start a campaign to get Ellen Schenck to adopt the dog.
Doesn't she have
She's
dogs?
She's texting me about it.
She has a bunch of dogs, doesn't she?
She's known to have to be an animal lover, yes.
I like dogs, too. I would take
her. Yeah, I haven't tried. Well, then why haven't you offered? Why haven't you formally offered to
take her? You haven't made it seem very appealing.
Well, you should meet her, and then she'll seem very appealing.
This one seems way more appealing than Garvey.
I will say that.
Oh,
yeah.
It has been night and day. But Garvey was adopted, too. Garvey was just, he wasn't a good first foster for me. That kind of challenge should have come later.
I think it was good because it actually made your expectations totally low.
Yes.
So every dog you've had after that is going to seem better.
Yeah, just like the Chiefs season's going to be.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, they start off crappy and they can only get better from here.
All right, so drunk driving.
Drunk driving in Kansas. So
bad.
Kansas
bad.
Is one of the states in the union that is seeing an increase, a notable increase in drunk driving. It's a concerning trend. In Kansas, there's been a 14.7 increase in DUI fatalities from 109 to 125 over the last couple of years.
I have no logical explanation for this.
No logical explanation as to why. The only thing is we're having more people. A lot more people are moving to Kansas.
They are?
Well, it's expanding. I mean, certainly in Johnson County. So I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of. Or more construction. It's causing people to drive off the road. I don't know. Because it's not like alcohol's getting cheaper. It's not like it's more available in Kansas.
Is Uber less available in Kansas? Is there more of a stigma attached to taking Uber in Kansas?
No, but I think if you take an Uber, it's a lot more expensive because you're not just taking it like, you know, a couple blocks up that way.
That's
or whatever.
True. Taking it farther.
Taking
it
a lot
if
farther.
If you're going to stuff, that's a possibility.
It doesn't break it down by like segment of Kansas, does it? It just now says it as a whole state.
Yeah.
Ages 25 to 34 nationally continue to represent the largest percentage of impaired drivers in fatal crashes.
Yeah.
Looking at you. That's your group.
Young people. Just one more time you're taking strays.
I'll play the old people song again.
And then it was ages 16 to 20, you know, underage showed an increase of 20% from previous years of impaired driving fatalities.
Yeah.
Great.
Those strict alcohol laws must really be working, right?
And by the way, before you get all smug, those of you in Missouri, you are ninth of all of the states as far as the rates for DUI. While Kansas is showing an increase,
yes.
Missouri is just always bad.
Yeah.
6.5 DUI road fatalities per 100,000 drivers, which comes in at ninth. 424 DUI arrests per 100,000. If it's a high DUI arrest rate, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No,
I mean,
not
it's,
at all.
It's,
it means we're catching them.
It's bad that people are driving drunk, but it's good that they're catching them. 28% of total fatalities on the road are from DUI, and a 2.4 increase or decrease from 2022. So it's going down a little bit, maybe because you're all coming to Kansas.
Is the number one a surpriser, or is it a stereotype?
What state?
That I could guess.
I don't find it surprising.
Okay.
What you want to guess?
Well, I in my heart of hearts, I want to guess Florida.
No, Florida's not even in the top 10. Texas is, but number one is Montana.
I would have never guessed Montana.
You would think what are the horses drunk too?
Well, like, I feel like it's the land of lawlessness, right? Because they have vast stretches
people.
Of interstate there are no cars,
right.
And so they feel like they can do anything.
I think the problem you have too is that you have stretches of where you have to drive so far to go to a bar.
Right.
And they have to drive so far to go back. And maybe that's the problem in Kansas too, is the everything's more spread out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I live in South Overland Park. There's not a bar within walking distance near my house. You probably would have that if you live in Kansas City itself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What was that story we did last week where the guy got pulled over while he was on like a kid's car?
He was in a little Barbie Jeep.
What state was that in? It wasn't in Florida because once again, I guess.
Crap, where was that? Why do you do this?
Pennsylvania. I feel like it was out east somewhere.
With the DUI.
Yeah.
I feel like it was northeast.
No, I don't know. I don't know if that's driving.
Yeah.
Barbie Jeep.
Was it New Jersey?
No.
It was in British Columbia.
Yeah, it was Canada. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Prince George, British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how much fun he looked like he was having in there.
He was having a blast. Yeah, I can't believe they broke it up. Another problem that you have is if you have states with dry counties, those typically have higher rates of DUI.
Because they have to drive somewhere else.
Because you have to drive so far to get drunk and then drive back. It's a real problem. So, yeah. You know, just let everybody drink, everybody. Come on. That's going to solve your DUIs. Just let more people drink. Just
eliminate laws.
Coming up, let's talk about the ukulele thing.
Oh, yes. Yes, please.
Actually, we won't have enough time. We'll do that at the top of the hour. Real quick, then, coming up, playing video games as a kid makes you a more successful adult. How? We'll explain.
Oh, yeah. It's good version two. This is out of prodigygame.com, the surprising benefits of childhood gaming.
Yeah, so they found that adults who played video games as children now earn annual salaries that are on average $5,000 to $10,000 higher than non-gamers. Those who played FIFA, which is a soccer game, lead the pack, earning nearly $71,000 a year.
Is it? Do they say why? Is it?
I'm confused. Like, so if you play a European World Cup, whatever. For comparison, the median annual salary for the U.S. workers is $60,000, so they earn $11,000 more. People who play video games as kids are 71% more likely to have received a promotion recently. The reason they say for this is because it teaches you problem solving, gamesmanship, strategic thinking, and I guess how to handle
skills?
Losing.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's it. I mean, I do think that one undervalued aspect of playing video games is problem solving. They say it's not just though, like you have to play Madden or FIFA. It could be Candy Crush,
Doom,
yeah.
Halo, Tetris,
yeah,
Mario Kart is on here.
Mm-hmm. Like to. Shout out my father, who told me that these skills that I was learning would be useless when I was growing up. So, you know, yeah, got them.
I think the common thread here is nerds. That's it. Nerds make more money. That's
PlayStation.
What it is.
That's the console you want. Make the most money if you played it on PlayStation.
PlayStation?
Yeah.
There you go. If you want your kids to be successful, buy them a PlayStation 5 mm-hmm. now. Coming up, using a ukulele as a weapon and not just to torture people's ears, but to beat up their cars. Talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.